USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supporters of a bipartisan infrastructure bill agreed to last week by a group of 10 senators are confident in their ability to bring both sides of the aisle together over the proposal, even after remarks by President Biden that seemed to tie the more than $1 trillion bill to a larger Democrat-backed spending package. The president has since walked those comments back. Senator Bill Cassidy says those non-core infrastructure portions of the larger bill could cost both of them support. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's important not to lose the possible benefits of the bipartisan bill.
It'll probably sink both. This infrastructure bill is good for America, for all Americans. It is going to make us more productive. It's going to create lots of jobs. If you sink both, we lose the advantage of that which is in our hand, which is this infrastructure bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Biden administration is expanding its ground game, trying to encourage as many Americans as possible to get a COVID vaccination. Brad Bernards reports.
Thrown off stride to reach its COVID-19 vaccination goal, the Biden administration is sending A-list officials across the country, devising ads for niche markets, and enlisting community organizers to persuade unvaccinated people to get a shot. The strategy has the trappings of a political campaign, complete with data crunching to identify groups that can be won over. But the message is about public health, not ideology. The focus is a group health official's term, the movable middle. Some 55 million unvaccinated adults seen as persuadable, many of them under 30. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Vice President Kamala Harris has drawn criticism from both sides of the aisle for her trip to the southern border last week, with some in her own party criticizing her absence after being put in charge of the administration's response to the crisis. Republicans had also criticized her for taking so long to go to the border. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox News that her visit should have come much sooner and should have contained a much different agenda.
Yeah, it took the vice president 93 days to acknowledge this Biden border crisis that they've caused. They talk about the root cause. Well, it's very easy. The root cause is when they did away with Trump policies back in February. You know, Kevin McCarthy and I hosted him back in March. And when we went to El Paso, it wasn't a photo op on the tarmac. We went to S1. We spoke with Border Patrol agents that highlighted to us that fentanyl was coming over at record numbers, that they were seeing folks that were on the terrorist watch list coming over. Months later, you had a couple of little girls that got thrown over the side of the wall. Well, guess where that was at? That was in El Paso. So it's not just that she showed up in El Paso. She didn't go to the right places.
And 20 people have been found dead in a boat in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The vessel was found floating about a mile off of Grand Turk Island in the Caribbean Sea, where authorities found the bodies of 20 people, including two children. The Royal Turks and Caicos Island Police Force say the boat appeared to have come from outside of the Caribbean Sea and that they did not suspect foul play in the deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.